The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Hey, before I get into today's show, gotta give a big shout out our new sponsor. Yes, I'm talking about TSO Host. Yes, they are the ones going to help us continue to bring all the best BTN content to you. Looking for great hosting? Check them out right now, tsohost.com. And heck, take advantage. Get 10% off right now by using British Tech Hosting at the checkout. It is the 16th of July, 2018. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that happened over the weekend, coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, here's something we don't see very often. Apple lending a hand to other tech companies. Yeah, you know that True Tone technology that Apple has that's in the Mac displays? But it looks like we're going to see it elsewhere. According to Mac Rumors, there seems to be some new support documents floating around there on the Apple website saying how you can adjust your True Tone controls via, of course, your Apple Thunderbolt display, but also the LG Ultrafine 5K display and LG Ultrafine 4K display. Yep, meaning it ain't just reserved for Apple products anymore. Now, no word yet if we're going to see it on other monitors out there. Maybe a few years down the line. Gosh knows, LG probably bought an exclusive to just be the only company outside of Apple to have it. Hey, staying with the realm of Apple, but other companies. Finally, it looks like Adobe woke up and said, whoa, wait a minute, there's iPads? Yeah, we finally look like we're going to be getting Photoshop for iPad. Now, yeah, I know, we've got Photoshop Express. Blah. You can use that on iOS, but let's face it, it ain't nothing like Photoshop. But it finally looks like Adobe's waking up. Because apparently, they are working on bringing a full version of Photoshop to the iPad. Unfortunately, not this year, next year. This is according to Bloomberg, by the way. And supposedly, they're going to be announcing this thing in October at the Max conference. Yeah, we'll see. The public launch, though, is expected to be in 2019. Now, on top of this, Adobe's chief product officer has confirmed the company is working on a new cross-platform iteration of Photoshop. But he didn't go any further than that. Oh, phishing. When it comes to browsers, you'd think, surely Microsoft's ain't going to be the one to beat. Yeah, it is. Who would have thought we'd be sitting here in 2018 saying that the Microsoft browser, meaning Edge, is probably the most secure one out there? Naked Security Labs actually recently conducted an experiment to test how well different browsers can block engineered malware. And after the 23 days of continuous tests, which, by the way, was last year between August 23rd and September 15th, Edge version 38, by the way, blocked 96% of engineered malware. Chrome, by the way, was at 88%, 70% for Firefox. That was version 55, though, and they may have changed a few things in, at least I hope they have. But what does this tell us? Edge is the king. Not only on top of that, Naked Security Labs also tested the ability to block phishing websites, and Edge was, again, the winner. They did it better than anybody, 92% of the time. Now, of course, Naked Security went on to say that these results can vary from different conditions and times and blah, 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 blah. And still, in the end, the customer has to be the one to be careful when browsing the web, which I completely agree with. And I have to kind of look at this and say, the numbers really don't lie, do they? And finally, yes, it's Monday, and gosh knows, you probably need a brewski, or, you know, maybe you're a wine drinker. Yes, indeed. Well, if you are a wine connoisseur, but don't have a friggin' clue what to drink, well, guess who can help you now? No, not Siri. Still make me laugh. No, I'm talking about Alexa. Yes, it's called the Alexa Skill Wine Finder. And the app is loaded with 500 different types of food, so you can pair your wine just right. You know, Alexa, I've got a nice juicy steak. Alexa, what wine would go with that? She would tell you. Probably some red wine, but she would tell you. Or I've got chicken or fish. Oh, you should use this wine. That's what she'd tell you. Of course, it's Monday. Nobody feels like cooking. Hey, Alexa, what goes well with hot dogs? Hey, look, another glass of wine. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, yep, that's our website, hosted now by TSO Host. That's where you can find all of our podcasts, our blog, reviews. It's all over there for your choosing. Go check it out now. You can also check us out on Facebook and Instagram, British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, our lovely BTN community. We'd love for you to be a part of it. If you're not already, come join us. You can easily simply do it at britishtech.slack.com. The new show shall be returning for your Tuesday installment. We will get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a lovely Monday. And thank you so much for listening.